Good morning, everyone. I'm Ace Pugh, and I'm a PhD student in Dr. Bill Rooney's lab as well. And today I will be speaking to you about high-throughput phenotyping of biomass yield and height in bioenergy sorting. So why do we need high-throughput phenotyping? Phenotyping is actually a breeding bottleneck in bioenergy crops. And remote sensing via unmanned aerial systems, or UAS, can help address this. And resources and technologies used by these other disciplines could be utilized to improve our results and our observations. Now, the traits of interest in bioenergy sorghum are quite different than those for breeders of grain sorghum. The list of traits is pretty extensive, and these are a few of them. But this presentation will focus primarily on biomass yield and height. So biomass yield and height are closely related traits and serve as the focuses of this study. And we use various UAS-based techniques, including measurements derived from multispectral sensors. And you can see some of these techniques below. Now, we did this with a test composed of 15 genotypes in a randomized complete block design with four replications. Now, I'm going to be showing you data from the summer of 2016 in Corpus Christi, Texas, and the same study was also done this year in the same location. The traits of primary interest, as I said before, are biomass yield, which was taken at the end of growth by harvesting the entire plot, and plant height, which was taken on a biweekly basis during growth. And the way that these measurements were conducted were with the use of a rotary wing UAS platform, DJI Phantom 4, and using a height stick and barcode scanner as described by David. Now I'm going to go ahead and jump right into some of the results. Now, as you can see, and for people that are sitting further back, the ground truth method is on the top and the UAS is on the bottom of that bar graph. But this is this shows the percent of variance explained for height by each of these components in the model. And it appears that the genotypic variance explained is very similar between these two methodologies. They follow very similar trends. And the repeatability of the UAS at the bottom right of the screen, as you can see, was very high throughout growth for the UAS as well. Excuse me. And in addition, I also was looking at some correlations between these UAS-based estimates and estimates taken on the ground. And as you can see, canopy volume had a very high correlation with plot weight and plant height. So it appears to be a good estimate of both traits. It actually performed almost as well as the UAS estimate of plant height. And this just shows you that there is a very close relationship between these two traits. Now, the correlations between ground truth and the UAS-based height measurements are at the bottom left as well. And as you can see there, it was pretty high near the end of growth. It started out a little lower, but it was still pretty reasonable throughout. Now, one of the aspects that I haven't seen discussed as much in a lot of these talks is the abilities that using UAS can give a breeder. And one of those applications is creating multi-temporal growth curves. Now, as you can see here, this is a growth curve constructed using over 15 flight dates. And it's a growth curve constructed using canopy volume. And this could elucidate things for breeders that were previously very difficult to ascertain. So two examples of new traits that a breeder could look at here would be, the first one I want to draw your attention to is the red arrows, which point to temporal shifts between the genotypes. So as you can see, there's a solid group until they split off, and then that group at the left kind of becomes two different groups halfway through growth. And at the end of growth, we seem to have four different groups. Now, I don't know yet. I'm going to check this, but it seems that those may correspond to different maturity groups within this population. So that's kind of an interesting observation that you can come to using these high-resolution temporal growth curves. So in conclusion, UAS-based measurements of height are highly repeatable, and they're able to measure genotypic variation pretty well. Canopy volume appears to be a good estimator of actual biomass yield in a plot, as well as of plant height. Multi-temporal growth curves could aid breeders and help to measure characteristics that were previously difficult or inefficient via our traditional methodologies. So in the future, I'm going to analyze data taken during the 2017 season. And I'm going to try to develop predictive models for biomass yield using multiple remote sensing measurements. And I'm going to integrate these UAS measurements with other spatial field characteristics such as soil electrical conductivity. And with that, I'd like to acknowledge everybody that's worked on this project with us. This is not an exhaustive list, but it's some of the more instrumental people and groups. And I'd like to thank all of you for your attention. Thank you. So the question is there a direct relationship between these measurements and ground biomass? And the answer is yes. That it was a 0.85 correlation, Pearson's correlation. Thank you.